ki tzrichin tomid lehischazek laharabois besicho beinoy lebein koinoy. Because a person has to always strengthen themselves and motivate themselves and inspire themselves to have a lot of hispoidus, to do a lot of talking to Hashem. Ki derech ha'odom horoitze lasik bozeh, she tomid nidmeloi she'ato eino yochel edaber ve'eino yedeh ma ledaber ve'libo yotomoid. Rav Nosnal says because it's human nature, and what happens is when a person wants to have his hispoidus, it always seems to a person that right now is not the best time. I can't really speak right now. I don't know what to say. My heart isn't in the right place right now. Kiyadua lekol mi shenichnas bozeh. Rav Nosnal says, as is well known to anybody who's tried seriously to do this, to have his hispoidus regularly on a daily basis. V'chol zeh, and all of this is because machmas shebecholeis mizgabrim hacherpoi slave, shvira slave, because all of the person's sins and their taivas rois and their midos rois and their yetzahara is always stirring up trouble. And v'roitzim lahalim ulahaster mimenu or nekudosei hakdoisho hashayach laliboi bois hazois. And they're trying to cover up and to hide from the person the holiness that's shayach to that person's heart at that particular moment. They know that if this person sits down to learn for a half hour now, it's gonna cure him. It's gonna take him out of all of his unhappiness, and it's gonna give him everything he needs right now to connect to Hashem, to connect with his family and everything else. Or if he has a spite of this right now, or if he calls up his best friend, or they know this, and therefore the person's own Yetzer Hara and Taivas Rois and Midos Rois, they try to do everything in their power to block him from doing these things. Alkei nidmeloi shebeisohi eino yochel adaber. That's why it seems to him that right now I can't talk. Right now I can't talk to Hashem. It's not a good time. I'm not in the right place. I'm not in the right frame of mind, etc., etc. Or I can't talk to my friend. Or I can't talk to my rabbi. Avol be'emes hu sheker gomur. But the truth is that this is pure baloney. It's not true. V'hurak maisa baldovar. This is just the work of the Yetzirah, the Satan. Ki im yoymar kein. Because if a person is going to follow this, if a person is going to listen to this kind of stuff, yidmeloi kein tomid, he'll always have an excuse. It'll seem to him that there's never a good time for his hispoidus. There's never a good place. My heart is never really tuned up to it. Yidmeloi kein tomid she'ato ein loy lev ledaber. It'll always seem to him that right now my heart isn't in it. I can't pour out my heart. V'lo yidaber loylam chas v'shom. And the person will never speak to Hashem chas v'shom. Avol be'emes, whereas the truth is hu tzorich lehischazek v'leida ulahamin shebevadai ein eis bo'olam. A person has to strengthen himself and toughen himself up and realize and believe that there is no such thing as a time that I can't attach myself to a certain holiness that my heart can connect with at this particular time, right where I'm at right now. Al kein, therefore, hu tzorech lizgaber ma'oid, ledaber kefima sheyuchal. Therefore, he has to force himself and do everything he can to speak to Hashem in whatever way he can. Your heart isn't in it? Tough luck. So you'll talk without heart. Just do it. Do it, do it, do it. Ulevakesh ulechapes bediburov es nekudos hayakdoshe. And to search for Hashem and to seek Hashem with his words. In his hispoidus, say, Hashem, where are you? Or to say, heart, where are you? I know I took an x-ray, I took an ultrasound a few years ago, and they told me I have a heart. So how come I feel so heartless? How come I feel like a banana boat? How come I feel like a piece of rock? I'm not a rock, I'm a Jew, I do have a heart. And if my heart is sleeping, then I'm going to start screaming now at the top of my lungs to wake up my heart. Because I want my heart to be involved. I want to talk to Hashem with heart. I don't want it to be just lip service. Ve'im yischazek v'yisametz. And if the person will force himself and push himself, liftoyach piv, to open his mouth, bal korcho, even against his will, even though, I don't want to, I can't, do it. Like the person who doesn't want to go into the water, the water's too cold, they push the guy, grab him, they throw him into the thing, get in there. And then once he's in, he's swimming around, he says, wow, this is delicious. To open his mouth, even though he doesn't want, ledaber tomid, to always talk to Hashem, not to miss a day, not to miss an opportunity, to always, always be talking to Hashem, Bevadai Yazreyu Hashem Yisborach. Hashem will definitely help that person. Ve'yiftach piv ve'liboy. And Hashem will open up his mouth and his heart. Ad sheyizke tomid lekasher esatzmoy lanekuda sheyach leliboy be'isahi. To the point where the person will be zoche to get to a place where he can always connect himself to connect his heart to the Kiddusha, to the Nakuda that's shaykh to his heart at that particular moment, in that particular location. Shaydezeh yistakein hakoil. And when a person gets to that level where it doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter when, I know that I can always connect to Hashem, that person will be zeh to fix everything they need to fix. V'yesh oid bozeh harbe ledaber. Rab Nosson Zal says there's still a lot that needs to be said about this. Ach yefshe levar dvorim koele heitev. However, it's impossible to explain everything that a person needs to hear regarding this. All the different circumstances and all the different... Vehechofetz be'emes. However, a person who really wants the truth, a person who really wants to do the right thing, Yovin Me'at Dvoreinu Eile will understand the little bit that we explained here. V'yichazek esatzmoy behispoiridus. And he'll strengthen himself, he'll force himself, he'll push himself to have hispoiridus. V'sicho beinoy levein koino, and to talk to Hashem privately. V'im chaverov, and he'll talk to his friends. V'raboy, and he'll speak to his Rebbe. Tomid, all the time. No matter what. What do you mean? But I don't feel up to it. Tough. Pick up the phone, make that phone call. Do. You have to be connected. You have to be connected to Hashem. You have to be connected to your Rebbe. You have to be connected to your friends. And sometimes, even if it doesn't feel, so what? You'll make them, you'll take the initiative, and you'll be shocked. Wow, you know, I wasn't even thinking of making that call, and I had no idea that call mamish turned around my whole day. My whole day, because